T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go out to the Orion Fuels Announcers Convenience Store's guest line. Truly says beyond convenient. We'll find Mary Kay Cabot. She covers the Browns for Cleveland.com.
Forever!
Man, like, you gotta go. She is. You gotta go like that. Mary, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the time. Much appreciated this morning.
I played for 3 teams, moved twice, and now live in Florida and do radio in Florida. She's still on the beat in Cleveland. It's a long time.
You know what, Leroy? You know what the one constant is for players when they come back to visit the Cleveland Browns? Actually, there's 2. It's me and Tony Grossi. They can always count on that, right?
Wait, I tell everybody down here stories about Tony Grossi. Because every city has a Tony Grossi. Just that guy. When we played, he was considered Negative Nancy. And every city has one. I'm serious.
Well, it was funny because when we saw that viral clip go, and I texted it to you, guys, it had to be Tony Grossi because we didn't even know who the reporter was at the time.
I knew who it was.
The reporter was like, I know who that was.
Of course. It would be Omar Kelly.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
But you know what? Reporters, old school reporters like that really come in handy when people want what's going wrong with a team. You know, to sort of be exposed, examined, analyzed. So there's a lot to be said for that sort of thing.
Well, you know? I will say this, Mary, that the difference between back then and now is that with social media, you don't even have to confront. You don't even have to ask the questions. You can just put it out on Twitter. Whereas the one thing I'll say about Tony Grossi is you can say what you want about him. He would ask all those questions. It wouldn't be social media. It wouldn't be in an article. There would always be a question and an answer, whether you like the question or not.
Right. And I ask those kind of questions, too. And a lot of people don't like the questions, some of the questions that I ask either. But, we're trained to ask the questions that need to be asked. And a lot of times they're the questions that people want the answers to, or at least 50% of the population wants the answers to. The other 50% doesn't want to hear it. But there's a lot to be said. And as we move forward in the internet age, I think people will even have more of an appreciation for the old school type journalists that do it the way that it's supposed to be done.
Well, what's this year been like, Mary? Because this has been the first time in a while the Browns have had to deal with expectations. Like, it were a nice story last year, and everybody was hyped to have Baker Mayfield. But, you know, I mean, all the hype, bringing in Odell, all that stuff. How is this year differed from years past?
Well, it's been more disappointing than in years past because of those high expectations. Fans really expected this team to win the AFC North this year. I expected them to win the AFC North this year. And so there's a lot of disappointment. There's a lot of anger. Now, right now, people are encouraged by the fact that they have won 2 straight games and they're probably going to beat the Dolphins this week. But that has been overshadowed by the, negative stain of the Myles Garrett incident. So it's just been a tough year all the way around.
What was the locker room like that night? It must have been bananas, just knowing all the stuff that is unfolding. Everybody in the nation is watching that game, and it seems like you finally have this good moment. You beat Pittsburgh, a huge rival, and now you have the situation where one of your best defensive players is probably going to be done for the season.
Yeah, again, it felt like a loss. Like Baker Mayfield said, like Odell Beckham Jr. said after the game, it felt like a loss because you knew that you were losing Miles for a period of time. And also, the other reigning sentiment, I think, was that everyone in that locker room knows Miles, knows him as a person. I know him pretty well myself, just in terms of a beat writer and player covering him relationship. And I was shocked at the events of that night. So it was you know, it was a sadness to see that he snapped like that, because that really isn't him. So yeah, there were a lot of emotions going on in that locker room, and it was just a really difficult night for everyone.
Mary Kay, I kind of get the feeling that Mason Rudolph should have got more. Like, he should have also been at least suspended for a game, because as a quarterback, if he had not done or kept attacking, that there's no excuse for what the defender did. But as a quarterback, don't you have to, once the helm's going, you have to shut it down and just let your offensive lineman take care of it? I mean, what quarterback does that?
Well, I've never seen anything like that either. And, you know, absolutely 100%, I would think that every single person that I've talked to in Cleveland believes that Mason Rudolph should have gotten at least a game for his actions in this. My first instinct was I didn't think that the action alone of trying to remove a helmet and sort of like shove someone away from you with their foot, I didn't think those things rose to the level of a suspension. That was my first instinct about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can be talked into the fact that he deserved a game too for, you know, continuing the fight, for jumping up, for, you know, for charging Miles and those sorts of things. So I can warm up to that idea, even though my initial reaction was trying to take off a helmet and shoving someone away doesn't rise to the level of a suspension.
Has there been any insight from anybody, you know, either off the record or anything like that, as far as, like, did he say anything to Miles Garrett? Because as Leroy made the point earlier in the show today, like, this is a guy who got sucker punched by a stranger.
Right, he got punched in the face on the street and didn't retaliate.
It's bananas to think that, you know, even with what we saw physically of Mason Rudolph do, that was what made Miles snap. I mean, I know that you maybe go into a different game mode, but it's pretty wild to hear everybody say from a personality standpoint, this isn't what this guy is about, and then we see him turn into that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure that things were probably said to each other in that scrum. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. No one has really said yet. I've asked a few people. I don't know if anyone asked that of Miles directly after the game, because I was in with Freddie Kitchens in that press conference when Miles was actually speaking in the locker room.
Right.
After the game, they did not bring him to the podium. And so I don't know if Mason actually said something that further incited Miles. I don't really know. It was just a crazy heat of the moment thing where both guys were just over the top, frustrated, upset, angry. And it just escalated to the point of, unfortunately, no return for Miles. I mean, not literally no return, but to the point where Miles would love to have that moment back. And it's just so unfortunate all the way around.
Now, can he even be suspended this long? Like, indefinitely for something to happen on the field? Because what I've been hearing is that technically the NFL can't suspend him indefinitely for actions on the field.
You know, I haven't seen anywhere that they can't do that, but I also haven't seen anywhere in the policy that they can. It doesn't specifically say a player cannot be suspended indefinitely for an on-field transgression. I haven't seen that. So they must have played it within the rules when they handed down that suspension. But I think, you know, Miles probably has a pretty good argument going into his hearing tomorrow morning about that, what you're saying, that it's an unprecedented thing to do that. And Roger Goodell has also said that, you know, the length of the suspension was historic. So, you know, who knows? You know, maybe they'll take away the indefinite nature of it and leave the rest of the season. They seemed pretty adamant they wanted him to be out for the rest of the season, but you never know how these things will go on appeal.
So we saw that Freddie Kitchens said leading into this week, he thinks that his team is going to be able to put the Miles Garrett thing behind him. Is that because he feels they're better equipped than most to handle distractions because they've had a lot this year? Or is it because he's taking on the 2-8 Dolphins?
Well, I don't know that it's – I don't think he means it's because they're taking on the 2-8 Dolphins. I think he means they're going to make every effort to pull together as a football team, that he's going to see to that, that the team leaders on the team are going to see to that. And we talked to a number of those leaders yesterday, and they basically said as much, that, you know, they're going to do everything that they can to keep this team pulling together instead of apart.
So before we get you out of here, Mary, a very important question must be asked of one Leroy Horde, who you know very well. How do you feel Leroy Horde would fare in a fight with a current 79-year-old Chuck Norris? Who do you have in that
fight?
It's
a long story, but...
Yeah, I would probably put my money on Leroy because his temper.
Wait, 79. Look, I said, I don't care who he is. He's 79. End of story.
It's Chuck Norris, though.
I don't care. That's TV, dude. 79 is old.
He's a legit martial artist.
But we're sitting here questioning Tom Brady, and he's 42.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's a thrower of footballs, not a thrower of fists.
All right. I got you.
Mary Kay Cabot, thanks so much
Mary
for the time
Kay,
this morning.
Thank you very, very much.
We really appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All righty.
All right, that is much appreciated. She's,
yes.
We finally, go way back. Finally, somebody who has your back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.